So every 40 seconds in this country, someone has a stroke, young, old, and then you have people in between. It can happen to anyone. And Pomona Valley Hospital, they recently earned the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association's Get With The Guidelines Stroke Gold Plus Quality Achievement Award, because they are ready to help people who have suffered from a stroke. And that is so important. And we're joined here by Dr. Sophie Janjua. She's a neurologist, and she's come from Pomona Valley Hospital today to talk to us about Pomona Valley Hospital. They have the technology to work with people who are suffering from a stroke, right, doctor?
Yes, Tina, and thanks for having me. So we've had this technology since 2014 that enables us to do what's called a thrombectomy, where we are actually going into the blood vessel of the brain to remove the blockage that's causing a stroke. And we do all of this procedure usually through the femoral artery in the leg. Rarely we'll do it through the arm, but the bottom line is we don't actually have to cut the brain open. It's not an open surgical procedure. It's a minimally invasive procedure that's highly, highly effective to get people back to somewhere close to their previous level of functioning.
So this is new technology that you started using in 2014 at Pomona Valley Hospital.
That is correct.
Is it important which hospital you go to when you have a stroke?
It is absolutely important. We may have touched upon this in the past, that patients and families should be educated that when stroke-like symptoms become apparent, they should call 911 rather than taking it upon themselves to drive in their own car to the nearest hospital, because 911 will take them to the appropriate stroke center. And there is actually something afoot in LA County that's very exciting, that the Emergency Medical Services Agencies is going to start a second level of triage, where not only will they recognize the primary stroke centers, but they will also recognize the comprehensive stroke centers such as that have this type of technology that Pomona has to be able to offer this procedure, because sometimes patients need that extra higher level of care that can only be offered at those types of centers. And so it's going to be even more important for people to know that the 911 system is there to serve them, to take them to the right hospital.
You don't want to have someone drive you. You want to go with the ambulance. They know where to take you.
Exactly.
And Pomona Valley patients, I read, used to have to go 30 miles away.
About that, right. I would say for about a radius of 30 miles around us, we are lacking in hospitals that can provide this type of procedure, or all the complement of neurointerventional procedures on a 24/7, 365 basis.
Now, you lose neurons. You actually lose millions if you are talking about minutes. So every minute counts. Getting to the right place counts, right?
Correct. Because when you have a stroke, for that stroke, untreated for the, let's say, duration of an hour is the equivalent of your brain aging some years.
That's a good analogy. So you're losing part of your capacity.
Correct.
There,
right,
as you're waiting. And this happens to people who are younger also, you know, cases of people who are in their 20s, 30s, 40s.
That's true. We're actually seeing an alarming trend of rising numbers of younger patients having strokes. So the average age of the patients coming in with a stroke is getting younger and younger. And that's due to a variety of reasons. One of them could be other risk factors, high blood pressure, the stress of everyday life, diet, obesity. These are all things that contribute to cerebrovascular health or poor health. And then sometimes there are unusual conditions that are found, such as arrhythmia. You hear those stories of athletes in high school having sudden falls, you know, on the field, on the soccer field. So things like that, arrhythmias, are also a cause of stroke in younger people.
So you said also stress. So you got to find a way to relax, right? And
not let
your job stress you out, or traffic or whatever.
Right.
Do whatever
and
you can.
I do want to qualify that, because my patients will always ask me, they'll say, she was very stressed out yesterday.
Really?
Is this what happened? And, you know, a one time point of stress is not necessarily the only cause of a stroke. It's a whole complement of things together. And stress over the long haul can lead to increased blood pressure. And when we don't have coping strategies, that's what lets that blood pressure go unchecked. And so it's the combination of a lot of things. And so that's why I mentioned stress. But people should recognize that it's usually not just a stressful situation. And
Right. Sometimes
that can be a reason why they don't seek medical attention, because they write it off to having had a fight, something of that nature. And so I don't want to miscommunicate that.
Right. But you're seeing younger people who are having strokes being affected by this because of conditions in their life, because of their lifestyle or things that they're doing that they could prevent. So, but it's not like one case you're sitting on the 91 or the 5 going, stop cutting me off. But it doesn't happen like that. You're not talking about one instance. You're talking about a buildup of stress in your life and things that you can do to mitigate or lower your risk levels, your risk factors. How can we do that, you know, on a regular basis, lower our risk factors for
stroke?
One of the
great ways to lower blood pressure is exercise. Uh-huh. Daily exercise will, in the long run, lower your blood pressure. The Mediterranean diet, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So it's promoting fresh vegetables, fresh fruit, and it's minimizing red meat intake, a little bit of nuts. That type of a diet is healthy. And that's almost as good as taking a cholesterol medicine.
So eat good stuff, right? Eat
Correct.
Good, healthy food. That's good. Taking cholesterol medicine is probably good too, if you have to.
Right.
But one of the things that you can do is watch your diet, watch your stress. And then what are the signs? Like, okay, you felt weird on Thursday. It's now Saturday. And what are we looking for if you think you're going to have a stroke? What are you looking for?
So sometimes it's very obvious. People will be completely paralyzed on one side of their body, or they'll have speech problem. Their face might become droopy on one side. Mm-hmm. They might become unresponsive or seem semi-conscious. Those are some obvious signs. Sometimes confusion, bumping into walls because you suddenly lost the ability to see the left side of your whole field of whatever you're looking at. That's another sign. So these are some of the common things that American Heart Association and some of the professional organizations will promote: this FAST scale, which stands for face, arm, speech, and time. And these include some of the most telltale symptoms: drooping of the face, arm weakness, speech impairment, and time means act fast.
Mm-hmm. So it's called FAST. So drooping of the face, what was the second one?
Arm weakness. And S is for speech problem, and the T is for time.
Arm weakness or arm numbness or...
Either. Typically arm weakness is much more obvious. Numbness is oftentimes something that we can only tell it ourselves. So it's not easily notable to other people, but certainly it could still be a sign of stroke.
And then time, because time is a factor, and you calling an ambulance, you're not taking this person to the hospital yourself.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And time is brain, so every second counts.
Yeah. Time is that, like, 10 years that you,
yes,
you lose. Like,
right,
you said,
right.
You could lose 10 years if you wait long enough, you wait enough minutes to get acting on this. So it's better to be proactive about it if you have any of these signs. You want to get to the hospital right away, and then you can do preventive work on yourself.
When we talk about stroke care, it's not just one aspect. It's not even just the hospital aspect, even though I'm here from Pomona Valley Hospital. It's a whole system.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working in a continuum from the community level to the emergency medical services, the hospital, the rehab center, and then back to the community. The goal is to rehabilitate people, to get them back to their lives. So from the community level, we want to talk about the things we just did, education about lifestyle things, preventative. And then on the other end of the spectrum is rehab and recovering from your stroke and knowing that if you put in the effort, you will get some return.
Right.
That sticking with your physical therapy services and just trying to use adaptive techniques to still have a meaningful life. There is life after stroke.
Yes, you work with many patients who have life after stroke, and they get back to where they were, or they get to work on themselves, right, and try to get to a better quality of life after stroke. It's possible.
Right, and we have a very active and engaging support group that meets once a month for stroke.
So you have a once-a-month support group that anyone can come to?
That's right. It's a stroke support group
Okay. Open
to family members and the patients or victims of stroke themselves.
And it's at Pomona Valley Hospital Medical Center.
That is correct.
That's where you spend all your days?
It is where I spend all my days, yes. Sometimes
Welcome.
My nights.
Welcome, you know, down the road to Los Angeles.
Thank you.
And your nights, too. I know you work very hard. You're very good at what you do. You work really hard. How can we support the hospital? Because people can make donations. You know, this hospital is actually one of the top cardiac hospitals, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So Pomona Valley Hospital, they are the leaders in several areas. And so you can support the hospital.
That's right. We have a Pomona Valley Medical Center Foundation. And the mission of that foundation is to better the hospital. Much of the equipment, for instance, that I'm talking about that enables us to do this procedure was enabled by generous donations through the foundation. So community support will help to continue to add to the tools that we use to treat the community. It's going to go right back to the community.
That's a lot of community that you're talking about there in that part just past East Los Angeles, you know, going into the Inland Empire, because it's you kind of there, you know, serving a whole lot of people. Millions in the area, right?
And we're happy to be there because it is a very heavy, dense demographic part of our county, and we even serve San Bernardino County.
Yes.
So we do recognize that we need good support for the patients and the community in that area, and you know, we have received patients from as far as Redlands to all the way to Baldwin Park.
So if we want to find out about donating or about the different options available at Pomona Valley Hospital Medical Center, what's the website?
Yes, you can find information about the hospital, including our stroke program, on the web. It's www.pvhmc.org, and information about the foundation is there as well.
You specialize in neurology, right, doctor?
That is correct. So, I'm an interventional neurologist.
That's right. So everything that Dr. Janjua said about preventive action, do it.
Listen. That's right.
And fast. Remember fast. Face, arm.
Speech and time.
Speech and time. Okay.
Wow, you're doing great. You already got it.
I almost got there. Pomona Valley Hospital is a great place. Amazing doctors, amazing staff there, and serving a big, huge part of the community. And thank you, doctor, for stopping by today to talk to us about, you know, all of the new technology at Pomona Valley Hospital Medical Center, which is a foundation, by the way, a reminder, so you can make donations.
Thank you so much. Thanks for listening.